All right, we get to tell you a neat story. I love great stories about businesses and products and ideas that that happened locally. And Ryan Tripke is here. He's the co-founder of Auric Tea. Ryan, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. Nice to meet you.
You as well. So you and your brother Rob, I understand, decided to start brewing Auric Tea. How'd that come to be?
Actually, Rob is a good friend of mine.
Okay.
So I will tell you our story. Several years ago, we made the choice to lead a healthier lifestyle upon receiving concerning news from a lifetime of drinking processed sugary beverages, which had contributed to my liver showing early signs of distress. While searching, I quickly realized there was not many, if any, ready-to-drink beverages that not only had less sugar, but are also free of chemicals and more natural. Often traveling, my co-founder, Rob, shared the same frustrating experiences. So that's kind of our story in a nutshell.
So I'm not sure why I'm not on, but interesting. Because the liver comment you made sticks with me. Did you feel something that said, I just don't feel right, and get your liver checked? Was it just a routine update and your liver was, you know, like, how did that come to be?
Yeah, so I hadn't actually been in for a physical for quite a while. But what I was experiencing, I didn't think I felt sick, but inflammation everywhere, for one thing. My knees, I guess I didn't realize. I just thought it was age. Well, I was only like 30-some years old. And so I went in for a routine physical, and the test came back that my liver enzymes are very high. So I felt doomed. So I went back in, and they ran me through all these tests. And the conclusion was a non-fatty alcoholic liver. So, and I don't consume much of any alcohol. So basically, sugar, it might have been from the sugar. I'm not sure. Just from eating sugary stuff, and it could be from that.
Is that a reason to drink Auric alone? Just to remove that from your system?
This is a nice bridge between soda and water. So I started drinking water, and I kind of just cut pop out of my diet. And I started drinking water, in the evenings, and brew some tea. And then, but I still craved something a little sweet, you know, during the day. So basically, this led us to the development of this. Because it's a nice bridge between the soda and the water.
So how is it produced? I mean, you obviously have some special ingredients that make Auric different. Tell us a little bit about it.
The ingredients, it's 100% cold brew tea out of the coffee cherry, which is cascara. It's the honey and organic lemon juice. So there's only three, the drink that you're drinking right now is only three ingredients in there. That's it.
It says cascara tea by Auric, sweetened only with honey.
Correct.
All right, so you just get natural sugar from the honey. You're not getting any process.
That is correct.
Okay. But there's three ingredients. What else besides the honey?
Organic lemon juice.
Okay.
That's our preservative.
Lemon juice?
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
And just brewed cascara. Just the three ingredients.
Wow.
So it's brewed cascara out of, you know, reverse osmosis water, lemon juice, and honey. That's it.
You call it a premium antioxidant tea. What is the antioxidant part?
The antioxidants are found in the coffee cherries. So the coffee cherries are very high in antioxidants. In comparison, they're about 37 times that of wild blueberries.
Now, when I go look for tea of any kind, I'm not going to find these ingredients then, right? So tell me what's different from your tea than any tea I'd see on the shelf.
So what's different from our tea on the shelf is that it's brewed out of the cascara. We wanted to be, you know, this was an ingredient that we really fell in love with because of the health benefits. And we wanted to be the first out there in a ready-to-drink tea. Well, it turns out as we're in development, we did find one other competitor on the East Coast. But we, as far as we know, as of right now, we're the only beverage sweetened with honey.
Where do you get this?
So, well, those are the regions. If you can see them on there, we get ours from
El Salvador.
That one comes from El Salvador.
It's a dried cherry pulp.
Yep.
And so you're not going to find this in the backyard. Guatemala with another dried cherry pulp.
And then we
in Nicaragua.
We get ours from Nicaragua. Yes.
Wow. And there's a difference.
Yes. Yeah. You smell these, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's, depending on the region, that's a, you know, it, you know, they're grow, the coffee cherry is growing close to the equator. So therefore, being in a hot environment, it builds up antibodies to protect its coffee bean. So that's why the coffee cherry itself harbors so many antioxidants.
And you have it in an aluminum can, which I actually like because, it, yeah. you know, it, I think soda, right? And by the way, I love the taste. It's a little bit of a fruity taste. I don't even necessarily get the honey.
The fruity taste comes from the cascara.
Yeah,
from the cherry.
Yeah, it's good. Why the aluminum can?
Aluminum can. We wanted to reduce the carbon footprint on our planet, so we're going with the aluminum can because the aluminum can gets returned back into aluminum can as little as 60 days after it's recycled.
Are you kidding? I didn't know it was that quick.
So
they turn it right around.
They turn it right around.
And of course, it's. I mean, how many beverages are in an aluminum can, so
yeah, a lot of them.
People are used to that, and you
yep.
know. Where can I get it? How do I purchase it?
So we're available all Hornbacher's locations. If you can't find it, please ask somebody that works at Hornbacher's. We've been having problems with people finding it. It's next. Most of it should be next to the Lipton teas, up on the shelf in the beverage aisle where it says tea. So that's where we should be located. And, you know, like I said, can't find it, please ask.
And maybe it will get you off of the bad stuff.
Maybe, yeah. There's no no guarantees of anything, of course.
But I'm saying if you like something and it's in a good alternative and you get that same sweet, kind of boost. How about the diet soda that doesn't have coffee in it? I mean, doesn't have sugar in it. That is the additives. Just as bad for you?
The additives, well, we just try to produce a beverage that is free from harmful chemicals or
you get
any chemicals.
You get rid of all of them.
Get rid of all the chemicals.
Yeah.
Each, you know, this is for you to decide, you know, what you want to drink.
I love that it's local. I love that a couple of guys came up with an idea and scoured the globe and come up with an eight product. Oracht, O-R-A-C-T.
Oracht.
So Oracht tea. Look for it in the a beverage section at Hornbacher's.
Yes.
More information online at oracktbeverages.com.
Correct.
Is that right? oracktbeverages.com.
Yes.
Great story. Great story. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Ryan and Rob have a good story there, folks. Check out Oracht. We'll be continuing to follow that story for you here on What's on Your Mind.